Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Pay attention to me, boy. I'm not just talking to hear my head roar.
Fair warning, this segment of
Free Talk Live
features some of the filthiest, nastiest, vilest, juvenile profanity and vulgarity to be found anywhere on the net.
Now that, I say, that's no way for a kid to be wasting his time reading that long-haired gobbledygook.
And that is saying something. It is definitely not PG-13 content, as I'll be quoting our so-called comrades from Vanguard News Network Forum and the latest cesspool to pollute the net, White Nationalist Forum. If there are children in the room or you don't care to hear samples of their language, send the kids out of the room or tune into some other internet broadcast.
All right, Ratnik, you better make your first shot a good one, because I'm coming down there and shove that oversized cannon cracker right down your throat. You may fire when ready, Grizzly. Hey, this promises to be fun.
The internet is a gift from William Shockley, the brilliant physicist who not only invented the transistor, but was among the most respected racialist thinkers of his time. In this day of near total control of the media and academia in the West by the left and by the neocons and by other assorted Jew lackeys, the internet has saved white nationalism from oblivion. It was the right development at the right time, just the miracle we needed to pull us back tottering from the brink. I don't particularly believe in fates, but this confluence of racialist man enabling revolutionary media invention in the nick of time makes me think it over.
Smart boy, got a mind like a steel trap, full of mice.
Don't try to tell me that you're an intellectual, 'cause you're just another boring bisexual.
I met Andy Warhol at a really chic party.
Blow it out your hair, too, 'cause you work it hardy. 80 pounds of makeup on your art school skin. 80 points of eye cream located within. You know what you are? You're a bunch of
art bags.
Joke on this, you danceteria type.
You're despicable, and you're very definitely despicable. How a person can get so despicable in one lifetime is beyond me. It isn't as though I haven't met a lot of people. Goodness knows it isn't that. It isn't that, that. Goodness knows it isn't. It's despicable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our next attraction.
We white nationalists rely critically on the internet. The internet binds us together. It has become our international community, our committee of correspondence. Yet at the same time, it is an equally effective tool for the sociopaths, the toxoids, who have long plagued our cause. Stormfront, as the premier white nationalist project on the web.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Is a prime target for such loonies and dysfunctionals. At Stormfront, as the face of white nationalism, we seek to position ourselves as an attractive, viable, political-cultural alternative for dispossessed whites the world over. Those who recognize the Jewish threat, and yes, those who don't, yet still stand with us as white racial realists. We look to make Stormfront a comfortable and welcoming place for such whites who share our worldview and our racial perspective. Stormfront is not a place for screeching, fanatical hate mongers. David Duke sets the tone here, as does the quiet man Don Black, and such leading lights as Yggdrasil and Kevin MacDonald. Not Alex Linder, not Bill White, not Hal Turner. To that end, Stormfront intends to be rid of the poison-minded, the violent, the bottom feeders, the loonies, the criminal element. In short, the sociopathic losers who have clung to our ankles for far too long. As Stormfront continues to reject such characters, they find their way to other internet watering holes. It makes sense that when toxoids congregate to brood and to spew, the waters in such places are poisoned. These other so-called white nationalist forums become little more than cyber-toxic waste dumps, such as the notorious VNNF.
Listen, Mac, you've got 32 teeth. Would you like to try for 16?
Since the internet is so important to us, we are compelled occasionally to comment on these other projects, which under other circumstances, decent men would ignore, and the opinions of the participants wouldn't be worth more than a tinker's dam. But the criticality of the net to our existence forces us to clear the air from time to time. Something like a father explaining to his young son exactly why he should avoid whores and dopers. The crux of the matter is in the details, and we will address them to make sure we get our point across.
Of course, you know, this means war!
Yeah. come on, rear your ugly head to me. I've got nothing to lose but my apathy. The root of the problem has been isolated. The root of the problem has been isolated. The root of the problem has been isolated. The root of the problem has been isolated.
Case in point is the newly launched White Nationalist Forum, ostensibly established as an alternative for those white nationalists seeking a more radical voice, as they say, or dissatisfied with Stormfront for one reason or another, but in actuality filled up with mean-minded rejects who couldn't make the cut at Stormfront.
What the noise with them guys?
For a taste of the atmosphere, here, one of the administrators of that project holds forth. If there are children in the room, you want to find them something else to do. I quote, "So-and-so is too fixated on cocks. You can admit it to us, boy. You're a fucking pole-smoking faggot, aren't you? Or wait, I know, you're really a female. You're a fucking pathetic net Nazi. You don't do a damn thing for our people, other than sit on your ass, jerk off, playing with your keyboard, and make retarded posts. Why don't you do us and yourself a favor and just leave the computer off? You're not a white nationalist. You're not even a man, fucktard. But you know what? You keep being a Jewish tool. You can pat yourself on the back for helping the Jews when it comes to destroying our white family structure. You do nothing but help them, but you're too damn stupid to realize this." End quote. Anybody else get a sense of irony here?
Are you in, genius?
This is Aimé, also known as Red, posting on VNN Forum, where she bills herself as Rebel Smartass. Red was once a moderator on Stormfront, one of the originals. She quit. Later she asked to be reinstated, a request we ignored. She flew into a rage over that. That is her beef with Stormfront, and she has nurtured her resentments to the level of depravity. But her account was never banned until we got a load of her rants on this new white nationalist forum. Here's some more. Quote, "LOL, is this really the best you can do, little faggot, cunt, slut? You sound like a nigger. You feel the need to fuck every female, but most won't give you the time of day. Little boy, you're the fucking retard. You're the one that helps the Jew destroy our race. You're the one that is only here to cause discontent among our people. You're the infestation here. And others, you degrade with your posts. You're not even witty, yet you think you are. No, bitch boy, you're as right as a kike, which means you're not right at all. As for regrets, I'm still spewing, my little misguided faggot. You're too stupid to shut the fuck up, so you give me plenty of chances to sharpen my verbal daggers to take off elsewhere. Keep it coming, little one. It has been a long time since I've been able to chew someone's ass the way I'm chewing yours. Tastes like sperm. Next time, clean up after your boyfriend shags your ass. End quote. That was the administrator of the White Nationalist Forum, MA. She had equally charming commentary on Stormfront staff on that forum. As I've said, their main attraction, the real reason for existence, the Stormfront bashing thread. Now, when AMA heard that John Law had something to say on Stormfront Radio about all this, she was ready to talk deal. Well, talk as soon as she spit the effluvia out of her forward hole, that is.
Whoa.
Oh, no, he didn't.
She pulled the bashing thread and offered to shut her face about Stormfront from then on, and posted this on that miserable little blog. Quote, I'm done on BNN, and I will make sure to say something to everyone else and pull them out of that thread. End quote. Yeah, right. Immediately after making this announcement, the WNF administrator went right back to BNN and posted this little gem. Hope the kids aren't back in the room yet. Quote, you cum-guzzling, kite-fucking, nigger-loving piece of shit. I guess if there's no moderation in this thread, I can call you whatever nasty, foul, vile shit I want to. No one gives two shits that you're a mud-slinging, Don Black cock-sucking, Kelso anal-rimming, JJT salad-tossing faggot. So fuck it, why the hell should I care what language I use? End quote.
Ooh, I'm dying!
Except to get a load of retards driving to the zoo. Load them on a bus just for that. Down a winding road, stepping on the gas. Down a winding road, just to pay human. Down a winding road with a retard screaming. One of them is blowing, makes a big bubble. Slam on my brakes at the first sign of trouble. Head on collision, bodies everywhere. Head on collision, retards beware.
If there is any man within listening range who doesn't want to slap her filthy mouth shut at this point, there is something wrong with that man. Anyway, enough said about that malevolent, twisted, vulgar little female. She's mean, dirty, and repulsive, and her politics can't save her. I wouldn't have her in the same organization, any more than some Jew porno operator. One of us would have to go. This is a decision you have to make yourselves, of course. Do you want to identify with Aimé and her crew? The boys at VNN? Or do you prefer the company of Stormfront? I think the choice is pretty clear.
And remember, mud spelled backwards is dumb.
Now for the other administrator of White Nationalist Forums. Lord Francis Playfair was a long-time Stormfront participant and cyber warrior. No one I know has ever met him. No one I know knows who he is. He mixed it up with Sharon Ebanks, like so many people have, and they had a years-long-running feud, as so many people do with Sharon, when, during her electoral campaign for a borough council seat, this Lord Francis threatened to turn over all his records on Sharon to the local newspaper there, the Birmingham Mercury, I think it was. They later ran a hit and gossip piece on her. We banned Lord Francis' account for that. Now, we have our issues with Sharon at Stormfront, God knows, but you can't actually do that. Deliberately set out to ruin another racial activist, no matter your beef with her personally. We take a mighty dim view of that kind of thing, and we aim to discourage it. So we got rid of him. So that is Lord Playfair's grudge with us. That's it. It's as simple as that. We banned him, and he's mad at us, and that's that. I'm not going to quote any of Lord Playfair's screeds. Suffice to say, he shares Amy's resentments and attitudes. For him and many like him, the net is the cause in totality. As I say, no one actually knows this guy, if he's ever stepped outside his door. I don't think he'd have the time to do anything at all, real world, as he lives on the net. He posts prolifically on VNN, and of course his white nationalist forum, and his theme is Stormfront, Stormfront, Stormfront. He has convinced himself and seeks to convince all who lend him an ear that Stormfront is the evilest thing that's ever happened to white nationalism.
Look, syrup of figs, don't go around insulting my friends, or else you'll get me a can opener and open me up like a can of solid packed tomatoes.
But in this case, we'll make an exception.
Alex Linder is another one. He's giving white nationalism a bad name with that pigsty he's running, and we resent it. The sewage oozing out of that cyber hole has done more damage to our reputation than any 10 SPLCs. Take a glance at that place, and you'd have to say to yourself, hey, these white nationalists really are a bunch of no-good, low-down, moronic, poison-minded psychos, just like the Jew media says.
What the noise with them guys?
We hold Linder directly responsible for that.
You're despicable.
All right, some of you are probably wondering, those of you who've noticed, why was Yankee Jim banned? Jim, now I like Jim, don't get me wrong. We've met several times, and we did a project together some years ago. Jim, though, insists on promoting his friend Hal Turner as white nationalist leadership. We can't accept that for the good of the cause, and we've explained the reasons why all over the forum in one statement after another. me, our publisher Don Black, manager John Law, several others, and we've tried to explain that to Yankee Jim. All to no avail. When that Kingston incident involving young Robbie Hedrick heated up, he was attacked by a Negro and seriously injured, Hal Turner called for a rally. This is right in Jim's backyard, Kingston is. Now, it so happened the rally was a good idea. It was like the perfect storm, all the right circumstances, except for Hal. We cannot validate Hal as white nationalist leadership, even when he does have a good idea. Sorry. So we practically begged Jim to take point on that. We told him if he would take point and get Hal to step aside, or at least, you know, simply participate, not headline the project again, for the good of the cause, we would back him up 100%. We would promote that rally. We would raise funds. Excuse me. We would get Don up there, David Duke, maybe a couple of other headliners. And we would have made that rally a white nationalist BAFO event. We wanted to do that project with him, and he was our man on the ground. Well, Jim ignored all that. He would not back away from that wacky, oddball internet entertainer, Hal, the Jerry Springer of internet white nationalism. And Stormfront would not compromise on this principle. Hal Turner does not represent white nationalism. Likewise, despite many entreaties, Jim continued to promote VNN, excuse me, and other people we consider toxic to the cause, people we want to keep at a distance.
Why the noise of them guys?
From Stormfront. Likewise, we will not permit such people to define us. This is too important. Finally, Jim's own apparently growing identification with such people and his criticism of Stormfront's policy to keep such people at a distance led us to make a break with him at last. We do not condone the behavior of such people as reviewed above, and we won't have such people getting plugs on Stormfront through proxy, so to speak, as if they are A-OK. Jim insisted on doing exactly that. And finally, we had to make our position clear to him in no uncertain terms. I still don't think he gets it, but we do try.
You're despicable.
Hitler, Himmler, Rudolf, Auschwitz, München, Stuttgart, Goebbels, Führer, Nuremberg, Berlin.
wir seilen und stürmen. Wir fordern Land und fordern von den Händen unsere Wolken und Ansehen und der Mikael.
No more against such genius.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, VNNers across the planet. This is a special pre-show FTL broadcast, the Stormfront Looney Tunes Hour. I'm Stan Sikorsky, and you just got done listening to a compilation of sound bites from one Jack Boot of Stormfront in a show entitled Board Wars, where he goes on to slander several members of our community, VNN as a whole, and we figured it would be an interesting time to have some sort of rebuttal on this situation, use our own airwaves. I personally do not enjoy white nationalist infighting, but they started it, and so we have every right to respond. I'd like to start off by reading a statement, and this comes from Red, Amy, who was a moderator on Stormfront and seems to have fallen into dispute with Stormfront. And I asked her to come on the show, but she was not prepared to do so on such short notice. And I will read the statement now. She says, I quote, "I was asked by Stan to come on tonight and join in a table talk after the Looney Tunes spot. I do not have a microphone, so I couldn't Skype in. However, I can write my thoughts on Jim, a.k.a. Jack Boot's 5.5-minute smear spot he did on me in his Board Wars 2. Let me warn folks, this isn't going to be a rant, so to speak. I'm not dropping to the level that Jack Boot and SF want to go to. Jack Boot makes up lies to suit his and SF's purposes. I merely refute them. I know the reaction that was expected, and it is far from the reaction they are getting from either board, to be honest. When I started listening, it kind of pissed me off. He was attacking the hard work of many people, WNF. I made a phone call to a friend. Him and I sat and listened to this show while on the phone. By the end, we were laughing extremely hard. I think before I was off the phone with him, I had already sent the recording I made to three people and posted it both on VNNF and White Nationalist forums. I set the record straight on his broadcast. I posted on both forums he saw fit to attack that night. I pointed out how obvious his lies were, and how out of context the posts he read were being purposely taken. I also pointed out his lie about WNF cutting deals after we found out there was going to be a Board Wars 1. I posted the PM I sent him when I came back online after a tough time in my personal life. I've owned up to how foul-mouthed I can be. The amount of truth in his frothing rant was minuscule, and the lies were easily refutable. Jack Boot is helping destroy something a lot of us had faith and hope in. Don Black lets him. Jamie Kelso scams and lies. JJT, well, I don't think I need to say anything there, do I? These four have almost made it where it is unrecognizable as a white nationalist board. They pull in thousands a month in donations and don't do much of anything as far as planning anything real. Not since Dr. Duke left the U.S. SF rallies? The mere mention of that makes real white nationalists laugh, because there are none. They'd have to pay for stuff like that. However, they ought to reconsider. I bet they could swindle more thousands from unsuspecting whites if they'd hold rallies for something. Nah, they'd rather attack people who are active and ban accounts over a rally being put together by Alex Linder. Heaven forbid that some white nationalists find out that there is someone who wants to be active and do something. Since this is being read, and I was told Mr. Linder will be on the show, I've got something I want to say. I've slagged off on VNN more than a few times in the past, both distant and not so. I've been posting here now since the end of January, or the beginning of February, I can't remember which. I still sit and shake my head at some things I see on there, and some posters. But I find I no longer hold a low opinion of VNN, or yourself. We may have different approaches to things, but we both have white nationalist approaches. I wanted to offer my apologies for anything I have said against yourself or VNN. This is probably nowhere near what would be expected from me, but this is about all I have left to say without repeating my posts. If I were on the phone or Skype, I may have ranted a bit more and with a slightly stronger language, but I'm not pissed off at the moment, so my posts don't tend to be vile slop. That was a statement from Red, one of the personalities who was attacked by Jack Boot in his broadcast. And now I'd like to bring in two people who were also mentioned in that broadcast. Alex Linder and Yankee Jim. I'm going to give them both a call right now and have them join in. And as soon as I figure out how to do that, because it's been a while. Let's see. Okay. Right. Here we go. Please bear with me, folks. I'm a little slow here. And invite to conference.
Hello?
Hello. Hello? Alex.
Hello. Hey, Stan.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Did you enjoy the broadcast so far?
Yeah, I guess. honestly, I don't care what they say at another place. I'm not worried about that or thinking about it. And
yeah,
is it you and me? Are we bringing Yankee Jim in also?
I do believe.
I just got in. I'm in here. Greetings, my fellow toxoids.
Right.
We're all toxoids.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a rally in Knoxville for Chan, Christian, and Newsom would have started all this?
Yeah, that's what I find interesting, is just at a point where we want to make some serious headway, all of a sudden, you know, there are several different forces working against it.
That's what it's all about, too. The Hal Turner thing that Jackass was talking about, that's all bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
The whole thing... Here's what it comes down to, and I'm sure everyone who's listening has been following this, rather, you know, at least touching on it here and there, but Jack Boot, the moderate, I think he has a title over there, Chief of Stormfront or something like that, but he obviously got wind of that article. There was an article that was posted that hit the wire called Angry Whites to Rally in Knoxville, I think was the title of it. It's posted on the forum on, you know, vnnforum.com in the special rally sub-forum. But I posted that up over on the Stormfront forum just to, you know, because there was a lot of interest over there in people over there to attend the rally. A whole lot of interest, by the way. And I posted that article up, and he obviously clicked on it and read it, and he saw, the first thing he must have seen was Alex Linder's name. And the article went down the memory hole. So what we've got here is, what we've got child's play here. You know, it's more important that we don't, we discourage others from attending this rally, that no one else, you know, I mean, this is something that could turn out to be the biggest thing of this decade. And I have a real strong feeling that it's going to, by the way.
Right.
It just keeps building, and more groups are piling on. And here you've got a guy who's, actually a couple of guys who've resorted to, you know, childish games over a rally for this girl and her boyfriend who lost their lives to savage niggers. It's more important that Alex Linder's name doesn't get put out in the open than, you know. I'm sure quite a few people over on that forum would attend this rally, but now they, unfortunately, they can't even be made aware of it simply because there's an article that was floating around with Alex Linder's name in it, and I think it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
I've changed the way I feel about a few people over there. It's simply, and the way they used Hal Turner as the excuse for banning me. I mean, I was, you know, I don't want to make this into a big drama show about Yankee Jim being banned from Stormfront. To be honest, I could really give a fuck.
Right.
You know, I've been thrown out of better bars in my life. And it's, you know, it was good. They do some good things, but from what I see what's going on right now, it's to the point where it's, I mean, they're doing more harm than damage here. We've got something that Dr. Ed Fields is going to be promoting and attending, and I just got a gut feeling it's going to be huge.
Yes,
it's going to be huge. It could be a lot bigger, and you've got one guy at the helm of Stormfront over there that is bringing, you know, personal issues into the matter, and he's actually causing something that could really be big to.
Damn.
Well, he thinks he.
Excuse me.
Like I said, I don't want to turn this into a drama event,
right,
about Yankee Jim getting banned. It's just, I think it's important,
yeah, well,
to note that, you know, you got people that are bad mouthing the rally simply because of who has decided to become point man.
Right. Well,
yeah.
You know, my point,
they're,
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Stan.
Well, my whole point is that, you know, instead of using the airwaves for good, or fighting the Jew or whatever, they choose to pick on other white nationalists who are actually, you know, getting something major together and doing something. And, you know, that's what this response is about, as well as being a little bit of, you know, levity for the rebroadcast of Jeff Beck's FTL tonight. But
yeah.
Wanted to just kind of, you know, get this out in the open, let some people, you know, just, you know, hear what they might be involved in and not know it.
And thanks for doing the show tonight, by the way, Stan.
No problem.
That was,
yeah,
you know,
appreciate that.
Clint Eastwood would have said it's, you know, mighty white of you. And it is. It is.
Well, we,
it's, you know, this is how
he climbed on one of his non-white girlfriends, huh?
Yeah. And the thing is here, Alex, I mean, you started out initially, you know, by saying, hey, come on, I know people have some issues with me, just as I may have a few issues with others, but for this event, let's sweep all the bullshit under the rug.
Yeah,
let's,
it's nice.
Do this.
We always say that, but I mean, they're going to do what they do, and their way is the way of, I think it's an objective term, cult. And what they want is they want everybody following what the great leader, whoever that is at this point in time, it's not even clear. They all do the same thing. They act like a clique. That's their business. That will never be the way we go. And ultimately, our way will be borne out. And that's what I've always said and maintained and will continue to maintain. And some anonymous guy that I don't even know talking a bunch of reciting quotes off of a forum, yeah, free speech forum is going to have some stuff, but the unintentional comedic effect of that was a most pronounced from my point of view listening to it.
Oh,
I mean,
it
you're
was
so
great.
You know, lingering lovingly on the stuff that you're so horrified by, you know, that kind of schoolmarm morality and that kind of a prissiness in adult males is unattractive.
Did you hear the tone?
Little tip to the guy.
the I mean, just the tone in his voice as he was reading.
Now, I hear. I've listened to some of the radio shows, and I like the ones that play music where the people aren't talking so much. But and I enjoy listening to Paul Fromm.
Yeah, Paul Fromm's great.
And he's standing up for free speech in Canada. But truly, you know, you're taking your bearings from someone who says they want it to be a tea party and who himself is a professional cultist. And I mean Jamie Kelso by that. I mean, that's going to determine the flavor and the nature of the organization. And if you want other people to do all your thinking for you and you don't want to be an adult, I mean, go follow George Bush. Now, BNN is specifically aimed for adults, and it's specifically aimed for adult males. And for women who can deal with that and want to be involved in politics, which is an extremely rough thing to be involved with, they are welcome also. And it's always been that way. It will always be that way. And this rally is not about any person. It's about the crime and the system. Even more than the crime, it's about the system that guarantees that this crime happens over and over again and keeps on covering it up as the only way to maintain its apparent legitimacy. That's what we're going to rally about. And our offer stands to Stormfront. I'm sure there's no one on Stormfront who doesn't know about BNN. And if you have the brains and balls to buck your leaders, let them meet in their confabs and hold their tea parties, and you come out with us. And you think about it. The way of openness is the Aryan way. The way of secretiveness, closed-offedness, and cliquishness, and you know, shaking your finger, wagging your finger at anybody who's on the outs. I mean, that's either that's high school, that's a cult, it's Jewish. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's not the Aryan way. And BNN exhibits the Aryan way. You know, you associate with Hal Turner, and you promote his stuff. I don't care if people promote other things, whether they're Stormfront things or Hal Turner stuff or whatever. You can promote whatever you want at BNN Forum. Even if you're an anti, you can get on there and talk. It's a free speech open forum, and it's for white nationalists to find each other and to come up with solutions to the problem we face. And it's we're going the right way, and I think that will become increasingly evident over time. So, but let them speak what they want. I don't care enough to even really respond. Stan, I'm coming on here as a favor to you.
Thanks, man.
To talk about that, as I don't give a shit what they say there or anywhere else.
Well,
I mean,
that's what I
the extent you let others dictate your agenda, you're just distracted and you get into gossip and you get all that female garbage, right. And we don't need it.
Yeah,
whatever. Say what you want. You say every bad thing about VNN that pleases you. It doesn't matter to me in the slightest.
Yeah,
but it's just, you know, we neither seek, we certainly seek no affiliation with Stormfront, nor do we claim to represent anything that they do. We represent an alternative to the Jewish dictatorship that currently enshrouds America and most of the West. And we want men of goodwill and good character to join us in fighting that. And Stormfront, they can fall where they want to.
Right.
It's
and Alex,
to say, I don't really care.
Alex, there was a lot of over on that forum, Stormfront. There was an ongoing thread, you know, it was pertaining to the Chan and Christian murder, and I think the basic focus of the thread was a cover up by the media. And I just, you know, stuck a link to that article in there. Which in the article, by the way, it was right on topic. It was the girl. I'm sure you've seen it. She quoted you. I don't know if she got it off the forum or if I spoke to you.
Yeah, I read that article. You were the one that dug that one up.
Yeah, and it was pretty fair. And she was very she was very objective and just reported the story.
It was fair because that was not really a pure system report, although it was professionally written, which is
a good
sign. It was a genuinely alternative or independent effort.
Yeah, well,
professional level quality, editing quality, and writing quality, but it had definitely unsystemic features to it, such as not shitting all over us, as is the way of the completely controlled media.
Yeah. Well, she claimed, if you go back, you can actually leave comments on that article, and she claimed that was her first news article, and she said, I don't think this is for me. I'm not going to write any more news articles, because she got piled on by the, you know, there were a couple of niggers over on that, and they were just, you, how dare you? You're supporting Nazis, and she was trying to defend herself. I mean, she says, I'm not defending anybody. I'm just reporting the news. That's all I'm doing. I'm the messenger here.
So she got
a rude awakening with
her
first news.
Isn't that pretty telling about the state of the media, isn't it? It's telling that someone who doesn't know the politics of the situation thinks, well, we have a free press. I'll write it up and let the chips fall where they may. And then all of a sudden she finds people getting angry at her for reporting the facts.
without the bias that the Jews always put in their reports. So another person awakened to the...
She just woke up real quick just because of the piling on that she got. You know, how dare you? You're giving them a forum to and she, all she was doing was writing the story. Hey, this is what's going on. The media is blacking it out. This is what these guys and girls are going to do. They're going to hold a rally, and that's pretty much all she wrote. And boy, did she get a rude awakening. You can't talk about certain things. I guess she learned.
Yeah, she
said, "I'm going to go back to writing poetry."
Yeah.
Well, she's into homeschooling, and she looks like there was something there, Bible studies. She was an interest of hers, and, you know, that's all irrelevant, though. The bottom line is it's obvious that she can write. I mean, I wish I could write it like she did.
Here's the other aspect to it also is the question of violence. And this is what these people, we want to show a respectable face. You know, if your emphasis is on being respectable, then you're gonna cut your balls off. You're going to wear a suit, and you're not ever going to even, you're going to lose even the chance to change things, because this respectability is defined by going along with the agenda that the media and the government are promoting. And the media and the government are the same damn thing. And so you always have to keep from the forefront of your mind that violence is how the Jews got power. And yeah, they didn't get it in an overt physical war, but there was plenty of violence surrounding the civil rights, and there was violence forcing those white girls to go to school with niggers. The people didn't want it. So don't tell me that it wasn't a violent revolution, that, oh, they want it peacefully, and we allowed them to do it, and we're going to take it back by the same means. We will take it back by the same means, and that means is violence.
That's
however
what it's
little
come
or much
to.
Of it there has to be, and anyone who tells you otherwise is deliberately trying to mislead you into some kind of conservative side trap where they can make money off you, probably, after the model of the Protestant church. And remember, that's Kelso's background. That's what he does. Luring people into bogus religions and making money off of them.
And
you can't
really
deny
know.
It. He worked for the inside of the Scientologists. Scientology is a cult, teaches a bunch of wacky stuff, and he was one of the inner members of it. So you neutrals at the storefront, that's just something to think about. I'm not... I am making a judgment on it myself. Your judgment may differ, but you need to know the facts. The Stormfront is being run by Kelso, and Kelso is a former cultist. And there ain't nothing former about it, because he's applying the same techniques to you guys that he applied to the Sea Org. That's the name of the inside group at Scientology. So if that's what you want, that's what you're getting at Stormfront.
That's what it seems like.
My point is that VNN is completely different to Scientology. We believe you're free to criticize us, and you're free to criticize each other, and just as you're free to criticize the Jews. And we welcome you to come on in and talk about what's on your mind, and we won't censor you. Doesn't mean we like what they call lowbrow stuff, particularly. There's some room for that, but we try not to curse if we don't need to, but we try to be as rough as we need to. And part of this is real substantial differences, such as using the term nigger. And the fact is, most blacks are niggers. They're involved with the crime system. They're on welfare. They're creating problems rather than solving problems. And so you can never get away from using the word nigger.
How can
you
even?
And what they want to do, as what they consider being respectable. And we disagree on that very pointedly.
How could you even discuss this case without using the word nigger? I mean, there's no other way.
Well,
after what they did to that girl and that boy,
like some of the press are. Like some of the analysts talking about it, well, these were, you know, the media is very uncomfortable because these were four African American gentlemen.
Yeah, they were, and they were
one
cleaning her mouth.
American gentlelady, and they were cleaning her mouth, and all they
with
wanted
Drano.
To do was hijack the car, and those vicious,
yeah.
rich, spoiled, snotty white kids who were probably out to buy drugs.
Yeah, good point. Allegedly,
right?
did this.
Yeah. they allegedly did something, yet they cleaned their mouth with her mouth with Drano. After they allegedly did something.
Yeah, we see the choice. In the choice of verbs and words, we see the frames and terms used by the Jewish media to cover up crimes against our people. That's why we call them hush crimes. And we counterpoise that to the Jews' hate crimes, which are tiny in number and still disproportionately committed by the people who are victimizing us in these hush crimes that Jews won't talk about, by definition.
Well, just like you say, by pointing out, you know, just changing one word, instead of saying, you know, they poured Drano down her throat, hoping to kill their DNA, and that's the average mentality of a dumb, savage, ghetto nigger. The reporter chose to use, well, they cleaned her mouth. Such a nice Negro. Isn't he a nice guy? After he was done ejaculating in her mouth, or I'm sorry, after all four of them, they were nice enough to clean her mouth before they killed her and cut her up and put her in five garbage bags, that is.
Freaking ten.
Nice Negroes.
They are, huh?
This is why you don't want to pay any money for a newspaper. Because when you pay money to a newspaper, you're subsidizing this kind of so-called reporting. When you can get all the news you need in the correct context on the internet for free, and these blogs, and we've got all kinds of local blogs opening up. What do we have on top of VNNforum.com? We probably got 30 different local blogs.
There are, and by the way, the HudsonValleyFreeman.blogspot.com has just been updated with an interesting story about the mayor of Kingston joining a gay community center. So
that's great.
One word. That's the HudsonValleyFreeman.blogspot.com. And if you need a good laugh, go click on that link at the top of the forum page that says Yankee Jim, and you'll get a good laugh.
Now, the founders knew that the three main purposes of government are delivering the mail, defending the coast, and facilitating sodomy by stealing money from taxpayers to open fag butt connection centers.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah. Man. If you read that article on the Hudson Valley Freeman about the mayor joining the...
And that's yours, Yankee Jim, Hudson Valley Freeman at blogspot.com.
The Hudson Valley Freeman dot blogspot.com. Yeah,
okay.
You got to use the word "the" in there because someone created almost another site that leads to one of those Chan sites. So you got to write in the Hudson Valley Freeman dot blogspot.com, and you'll see the mayor of Kingston in his lavender shirt, and he's hugging a young boy.
Oh my.
And this is all taking place where 230 some odd years ago. You had white men that were standing out in the streets fighting with shovels and pickaxes. And mm-hmm. It's pretty sickening if you think about it. This is what's going on.
Also,
it hasn't taken long.
Also, I think in close to your neck of the woods, Spring Valley, New York.
Spring Valley's down there. It's down by, headed towards the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Okay.
It's about 60 miles below me.
Yeah, they just busted a matzo bus.
I didn't get a chance to.
It's
a matzo bus.
Forum, this just in. A rabbi had a bus that contained a gas and wood-fired baking oven attached to his house with illegal gas lines running from the bus to the house. And code enforcement shut him down. He was baking matzo for his congregation. And I posted the story on the forum. It's sitting there, so take a look.
Baking matzo in a bus?
Yeah. A bus attached to his house.
Attached to his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nailed to his house, I suppose.
Yeah. So. There's a lot of kikes in that area, that Spring Valley. They're starting to take that whole... It's starting to get like southern Jersey. What's the town there that they've taken over completely?
Lakewood.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading something where they've got more than 50 taxpayer-funded yeshivas,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. I knew it was... I read New Jersey Unfiltered occasionally, and I follow the forum, and I know that Lakewood is they've literally, it's like Tel Aviv. It's like the Tel Aviv of southern Jersey, or worse. I even hear that the Slurpee machines in the local 7-Eleven have turned to kosher.
Oh, my.
They forced one of the Arabs in
kosher
one of the 7-Elevens.
Wow.
Yeah, now figure that out. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Kosher fucking Slurpees?
Kosher Slurpees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's I know it sounds surreal, but it's not. It's this is stuff
true.
That can be found
if
out.
If light bulbs can be kosher, then anything can be kosher. It's just
Jewish
tax that you have to pay.
Well, they go, you may want to ask yourself, well, how can that be? And because we all know that ragheads pretty much have taken over the 7-Elevens. You go to any 7-Eleven, you're going to see a raghead. And even in the Jew neighborhoods, they still got the dotheads or the ragheads or whatever. But what they do is, from what I understand, is they pretty much, go in and wink at the guy, and basically, it's extortion is what it is. They threaten they're going to you're going to buy this sticker. What do they got to get a certificate? I think it's cost $800 to put the certificate on the side of the Slurpee machine. Try not doing it, and you see how long you're going to be in business in a Jew neighborhood. They'll put their extortion.
Idea of profitable work is extorting you into buying a piece of paper.
Yep.
Exactly. That's a hard day's work for a Jew. You buy this certificate and put it on the Slurpee machine, or we're going to put you out of business. Who wants to deal with the bullshit?
Who does?
Well, and this is what's running Stormfront almost now.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna stoop to their childish.
Well, that was the whole intention of this special broadcast was just to bring this out in the open because, you know, because of the rally and
the bottom line is we welcome anyone from there onto our forum or to our rally. We don't care what anybody at Stormfront says. It won't have any effect on what we do, and you're all welcome.
There was quite a bit of interest over there. There's a whole hell of a lot of interest.
Well, sure, they have. I'm sure even most of their members are more or less normal. They just don't realize fully the cliquishness and the cultic insanity of some of the people.
Yeah, well, maybe one of you guys...
Them and telling them what to do.
Alex,
if you
want to
be treated as an adult, that's what VNN forums for, and that's what has them a little bit worried.
Yep.
Adults, yeah. Maybe you can, Alex or Stan, maybe you know the answer. What kind of a standing is Dr. Ed Fields on with Don Black of Stormfront? I know he was in good with Kevin Strom. I almost slipped and said something there. I'm glad I caught myself. I don't know.
I don't know, personally.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got Dr. Ed Fields...
I assume they've known each other
Fields,
for a while, but I don't know.
Yeah, you just assume that, especially.
But the thing is, what Stormfront tries to do is they try to browbeat anybody who has any kind of a name or recognition or ability into. They try to make them fearful that if they leave their confines, they're gonna blackball them and try to keep everybody in the same plantation, pulling the same way. And their excuse is that they represent the higher road, but that simply isn't true. The higher road is the road of open criticism, which is the Aryan way. The other way is the way of the cult. So. They can scare a lot of children, but they can't scare too many adults. And the whole thing's kind of ridiculous, and they ought to realize it.
Rounder, he claims that Dr. Ed Fields has agreed to not only promote, not only speak, but he's going to promote, and his mailing list. You know, he's been around for 50 years. I guess his mailing list consists of a membership of over 10,000 people. Quite a few of them down in that area. So, I mean, would Don Black and Jack Boot, would they actually try to stoop to the level to try to talk him out of going just because of the other people that are involved? I mean, would they stoop to that level? And if they did attempt to do that, how would Dr. Fields react? It'd be interesting. It's going to be interesting to find out if they would stoop to that level.
Who knows?
Yeah, but you know what? Who cares? I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
I know that.
Exactly. No need to worry about them at all.
Yeah. If there's 10 of us, I'll be there. I'll be one.
That way of acting leads to a natural end, which they'll discover. And all we have to do is say we keep the door open for any adults who want to discuss Aryan matters and go the Aryan way that VNN is going. Always welcome at VNNforum.com.
Yeah. All grown-ups are welcome to attend the rally.
Yeah.
If you're grown up.
If you're white,
even
you
if you're
your kind should be wiped off the face of the earth, come to the rally.
Even if you're a toxoid.
No matter what anybody says about you, just a bunch of goddamn adjectives. All that matters is the nouns and verbs, and you are the one who supplies those.
There you
or
go.
Picks those or chooses those. They can call you whatever they want. It doesn't matter the slightest bit. And yeah, we haven't decided we've decided the place, but not the specific location and the date, and I'm working on that this week, and it'll be done by Sunday.
Great.
By the end of Sunday, I will come up with something.
Very good.
Great. Because there are a lot of people
waiting.
The
next couple of days, and then I'm going to study it real hard on Wednesday, Thursday. So hopefully,
yeah, there's a lot of interest on the forum.
We're going to prepare it properly. So I know that people have already come up with a lot of ideas. So
there's no rushing. That's the good part. We can have this rally when we decide to.
That's right.
We don't have to rush it. It could be planned
We let it build up a little bit. We produce it properly. We let it build up. We get the fire going nice and thoroughly before we cook the missionaries.
Yeah, it's not
as different cannibals.
It's not even getting going good yet. But
we sit around and tell some jokes and eat some rutabagas, and then later we stuff on the Christian missionaries.
There's all kinds of other organizations inquiring on the forum. I don't know if you've been. I haven't seen you around over on the forum lately, Alex.
Come on in, man. It's not about us. It's not even about VNN.
Oh, no.
It's about
They're all ready to go.
VNN forum's leading in, but we want everybody to come in. We don't care if you're conservative. We'll even let John Derbyshire in.
Yeah.
Scum of the earth as we consider him, and complete sellout and Jew truckler. We'll let anybody come in.
What about
you? Don't want your
Melissa?
Race to be wiped off the earth. You have to join us and do stuff like this. There's no other alternative. The Republicans and the conservatives are not going to fight. They're just going to, you know, what is it Dietrich says? They're going to go off the cliff at, you know, 30 miles an hour instead of 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
I mean, they ain't doing nothing. We're going the right way. All the other parties are going the wrong way. They just appear because they're going at different speeds that they're doing, that, you know, they're moving in a different direction. But no. No, no, no. They're headed the same way. They're part of the same problem. They're one giant failed party. Only thing that matters is identifying as white. That's where the protection of your own kith and kin lies. And we're not talking about wiping out ethnic diversity above that level. We're talking about protecting it on that level, and then you can have your little subgroupings as you want. But a white racial foundation is the basis of a country, and this is the perfect crime to draw attention to what the New World Order without whites producers intend for us.
Exactly.
So it'll be in Knoxville, and then it'll be within a year. We'll put it that way. No later than next MLK Day. That would be the latest we would do it. Because that's right around the time that the murder took place, which I believe was about January 7th,
right.
Or that weekend of this year was when it happened. So.
And not a word about it until I actually saw it on BNN.
Yeah.
Go to Google right now. Go to Google right now and type in the words in the news search, Chan and Christian. I think you'll still get about a total of about 8 articles. Go type in James Byrd. That's B-Y-R-D. That would be the nigger, if I'm not mistaken. He was dragged behind the pickup truck by the three white drunks down in Texas in Jasper about, what, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Go type in in the words James Byrd or pickup truck dragging. And, Alex, what did you say? You got over 150,000 articles? This is a story that's 10 years old?
Well, yeah, there's more news on James Byrd than on Chan Christian. There hasn't been anything since the last time we were on the air and we talked.
Yeah.
The last one is that same thing. If you go Google News, Chan Christian, go to Google, put Chan Christian in quotes, CH and the A and then ON, and then you check the news, and then you sort the news by date. The last article is one we mentioned about Chris Newsom's baseball team at his high school putting up some plaque, and that's from March 14th, so that's already 2 weeks old. So basically there's nothing going on in this at all. And then I haven't checked James Byrd, but last time I checked, there's literally still news on it.
Well, even a better one, and I pointed this out, we were discussing this, I think, a week ago, a better one that everyone is aware of. Instead of, you know, go compare what you get out of Chan and Christian, which you pointed out was probably the worst, the absolute most savage murder that some of us have ever heard of in our lifetimes. This girl's cut up by these savage niggers after being gang raped for 2 days and cut up and put into 5 garbage bags. You get 8 news articles. Go over to Google and type in Duke rapists, and you'll need a lifetime to read all the news articles on something that didn't even happen. It didn't even happen.
And that's the example to use. They've covered that for a solid year, and it was clear within about 24 to 48 hours that the thing was a complete hoax.
Exactly. They knew immediately.
The other woman there with the one who made the accusation said it was garbage right from the start. And then they had the DNA test, and Nifong told the examiner not to release the data unless it came back positive, and it didn't, so they hushed it up. So yeah, that's been in the news forever, and this is, I don't think there hasn't been one human interest piece or there hasn't been one style section evocation of the lives of either of these viciously murdered white kids.
It hasn't hit the Associated Press,
has it? They arraign someone. It's just they arraign them. It's purely, it's not even purely factual. It's there are facts in it, and then to the extent they can pretty it up, they pretty it up and keep it very brief, just a few paragraphs. It's just one return, one arraign, a double homicide, and, you know, passive voice and
nothing to see.
Double.
And how does that work?
Don't get angry about it.
If the AP picks it up, I mean, doesn't it automatically just multiply to a mind-boggling number?
No, no. What it is, the way it works is you've got all these guys around. You have a number of major papers in the country. It's like any industry, news media, it's concentrated at the top. There's a handful of national trendsetters, and that would be Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and then you've got bigger regional papers in your, you know, maybe Chicago, L.A. a little bit. Then you got your top 20, 30 cities. You've got a little bit of reporting, original reporting of those papers. But the vast mass of it, the base of the pyramid, those are the apex of the pyramid. The base of the pyramid, the people are buying the AP feed. And that means stories are coming in over the wire, and the editors are selecting them and plotting them in. And they'll take, like, say the one in Kirksville, what they're going to do is take the AP article about Missouri state political news, and then they'll take, AP will also do more background stuff in addition to little news items. They'll do human interest stuff, but to the extent it has a political slant, it's always the leftist and always the same old thing, promoting bag rights or promoting niggers and civil rights. And if there's any historical retrospectives, it's always, you know, two lawmen now being, charges reopened against two lawmen in 1964 slaying. But they will never play something like Shannon Christian Chris Newsom thing or the Wichita Massacre up at all. You won't hear about it even here a couple hundred miles from where it took place. If those stories make the news at all, what happens is they make it in that city, and if it gets on the AP, it just isn't picked up by what they can do is you could have every paper in the country could conceivably pick it up if the AP put the story on its wire, but the AP either doesn't write about it at all, or they keep it, or the editors simply don't put it in their papers. I mean, the perfect example is when they thought that someone associated with Matt Hale had killed Judge Lefkow. While they thought that might be the case, and while the FBI was interviewing members of the creativity movement, that story was being reported on every couple of days on the by the AP reporter. It was picked up all over the country. Well, the minute they basically found that it was that other guy, I mean, the papers completely lost interest. They wouldn't run it. So you have a de facto national newspaper, and that is the Associated Press. And the biases of the Associated Press are exactly the same ones as those of the New York Times and the Washington Post, the sort of the papers of record. Both New York Times and the Washington Post are owned by Jews. And all the other papers take their lead from those papers. And, in fact, those papers don't have a service that really competes with the AP, but it's a smaller sort of service that other papers can pick up articles from them. So you might see in your local paper not only AP stuff, but you might see like Washington Post International Service or New York Times International Service. I probably got the name wrong, but that's the basic idea. They put out a wire that your local paper is going to pay maybe $1,000 or $1,500 a year, and maybe $2,000-$3,000 for AP, and they have these stories they can choose from, and they can run, and they come with titles and photos and whatever, and that's the way the news works. Internationally, it's Reuters, and Reuters is the one that I believe came out of the Rothschilds, the Jewish banking empire. It was a network of information that was later overtly commercialized into private media. Right. But the point is that you're getting a handful of Jew-owned companies and Jews editing, Jews being the major editors at the AP and being the major editors at the major papers, they control the pyramid. The base of people under that are just third and fourth raters who are just aping a line that they have no idea who has said, or at the very least they have no problem going along with it. So that's why everything reads the same. And only approved terms and approved framings of things are allowed. And when someone departs from that, however innocently, as we saw in the case of the woman writing about our rally, they get smeared and shit on so much that it scares them and drives them out, if they're an amateur like that lady. Or if they're in the actual business, well, it's hard to believe they'd even be in the business at this point, because the system of taboos has been, the structure of prevailing taboos, as William F. Buckley once said, has been in place so many decades that it's pre-weeded. People don't. I think the whole liberal arts is like that. People don't even go into it because what's the fucking point? You know, whatever aspect of liberal arts you go into is going to be some Marxist-derived philosophy that's not worth paying for. You're not going to get any job writing that stuff, writing anything against that. You're not going to get any job teaching against that. It's just totally left-dominated. When you say left-dominated, it just means Jew-dominated. So all the idea molding, the idea producing, the idea studying sectors of society are completely dominated by one type of person and one mindset. And to fight that, the only way you can do it is by joining us in the online world, where, gee, all of a sudden, white people talking to themselves sound an awful lot different from Jews lecturing to everybody.
Right.
See, that's why VNN and our VNN forum and the things that anger us and that we talk about and the terms we use are completely different from the Judeo infrastructure, the idiostructure, the structure of ideas and taboos and the frames and the references are completely different. You decide which one fits you better, and I know that you'll find that ours does. I know you will. And that's partly why we follow this path, because this was how it was in America. We always had the idea you could say what you want, and that's why I mentioned John Peter Zenger in the front of the forum. John Peter Zenger, they tried to, I think he made remarks critical of one of the British governors of, maybe it was New York City. I'm probably getting it wrong, but the guts of it is, the guy basically said, look, what I printed in my paper, this is John Peter Zenger, what I printed in my paper is true. And they go, God damn it, you're right. Truth is a defense. Now, when Aryans ruled America, truth was a defense. But when Jews rule America, i.e. the part of North America known as Canada, truth is not a defense. They say that overtly. They said it in the case of Ernst Sundell. They say, it doesn't matter if it's true. You can't say it. Well, how long are we going to allow the Jews to tell us what we can and can't say? How long are we going to allow them to determine the conditions under which we live? Conditions that include submitting us to the depredations of these murderous jungle savages called niggers. Why should we allow them to kill off our daughters and our sons because they like it that way and they think we have to love diversity even when diversity is killing us? Do they like diversity in Israel? No, they build walls to keep out diversity. But here in America, they say you can't protect yourself from a nigger. That makes you evil. You can't protect yourself from invading Mexicans. That makes you evil. We're going to use all of our media and all of our court power and all of our writers to smear you and blacken your reputation. We're going to go to your employer in the dark of the night. We're going to call him up and say, you know, you employ a Nazi. You better fire him. We're going to go after your business. That's what's going on, people. And the internet allows us to know for the first time what is actually going on. Everything we say here, Goyfire Free Talk Live, it's all verifiable. You can look up everything we're saying. The Jew will never say that to you. He'll never put that challenge to you because he knows that he's lying, and he can only maintain this edifice by smearing and lying around the clock and terrorizing people. Right. Well, terrorizing is more on the foreign policy end, but make no mistake, they make no distinction between us stupid goys here in America and the evil goys over there in Iraq or Iran. They'll lie and kill us just the same as over there. We're just bodies to be used. They use us for what? For our blood and for our tax money. And the rest of the time, we're just boobs to be lectured on TV. Yep. And it gets worse all the time. Every year it gets worse and worse. There's more things. All over the country, they're trying to outlaw. You're saying certain things. You can't say nigger. Well, a nigger's going to still exist? Well, yeah, but you better call them African Americans. You can't acknowledge what they do. You can't generalize about what they do. They'll say, you can't call them illegal aliens in North Carolina. You have to call them undocumented guest workers. No, I want to call them what I want. No, you can't do that. When minorities have political power, they want to prevent themselves from being dissed. They want to keep taking your money while telling you how you can feel about that. They're basically eternal teenagers. Their brains haven't evolved to the point of Aryan adulthood like we have here at VNN. And that's why we don't respect people who say, no, you have to hate who I... Do I go around saying, Stan, you have to hate this person. You have to hate him in the same terms I do. And don't socialize with him and shun him and stay away from him. He's bad news. We represent the face of white nationalism to the American public, and we just don't want any association. This is girlishness.
Yep.
This is girlishness. And it's reflected in the tone. I mean, Jamie Kelso, are you ever going to learn to talk like an adult male? And since you're pretty old, I would guess the answer is no. And, you know, how are you fit to lead the adult males that alone can produce the revolution we need when you sound like a little girl? And I don't mean that insultingly. I mean that honestly. And you need to think if you're not killing the thing that you claim that you love. As Oscar Wilde said, he said, each man kills the thing he loves. And you have to think about that and what that means. It means often we are the worst enemy of the cause we seek to vindicate. Either through our hypocrisy or our stupidity or simple blundering. So let's make sure that the end we pursue is the end that we actually achieve. Excellent. Enough for that harangue.
Well,
like I said, we offer all good men. Come and join us. You won't regret it.
Very good. Well, I would say that that pretty much concludes our Looney Tunes hour and almost a half here. I appreciate you gentlemen joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
Yeah, thanks for my credit. I honestly didn't want to come on, Stan, but I'm glad I did.
I'm glad.
It always feels cathartic to speak honestly and straightforwardly about this, and I sure appreciate not only your hosting, but Yankee Jim's promoting this. And you know, contrast Kelso's tone of voice with Yankee Jim's voice. And Yankee Jim sounds like a normal guy.
Right.
I'm a normal guy.
He was the spelling champ of Detroit back in the day.
And that's a major effort, by the way. I mean, think about it.
We heard you. I don't know what show that was, but you were talking about that. Now, that was classic.
I mean, I never really even thought about it until I was, like, you know, almost 45 years old. I'm walking around patting myself on the back because I won a spelling bee. My mother's bragging on me. Yeah, my son got a dictionary. He won a spelling bee. And then I'm saying, wait a minute, I won a spelling bee in fucking Detroit. Like, that's not a fucking, that's nothing. I mean, that's actually, it's funny. It's all funny. You got to make yourself laugh.
It is funny, but my point is we are normal adult Aryan males, and we have the right way to approach this stuff. But you know what? Alone, we can't do it. We need more people. We need you people listening to this. No matter where you are, no matter what road you come into this so-called white nationalism, it's really just white normalcy or normal white adults talking about a place where we can live as normal white adults.
And if you want a big plus is you can actually call a nigger a nigger.
Right.
If you feel somebody's so low down, i.e., a person that would rape a girl for 2 days straight and cut her and into pieces and put her in five separate garbage bags, and they happen to have black skin, and they happen to be from the continent of Africa, if you want to, if it really makes you feel good, you could actually call that person a nigger.
Yep.
Without having your post.
They are niggers. You don't have to call them a nigger, but that just means you're using a... You're using a euphemism, and you ought to be using a descriptive word, the word that best fits the situation. Yeah. And you know what? Our enemies aren't going to stop using white trash and redneck and Euro trash in the most unwarranted ways. You know, white trash is whites who hang around with coloreds. And that's the best use of it. Now, there are low-rent whites, but you know what? Even the people they call white trash, they may have bad taste, but they're not out there murdering and killing people.
Right. And if they do, we know how to deal with them.
We do know how to deal with them. And you know what?
Right.
Crime in every one of these countries is a racial problem. They've proven that many times. It has nothing to do with place. It could be as cold as Finland. It could be as hot as South Africa. But the nigger is the common denominator, and the nigger is what we denounce. And we will not be prevented from using language to express our thoughts. And from our thoughts to define this is what we need to do, and then going ahead and doing it.
People often ask me, Alex and Stan. They all, you know, people come up and they don't know me. It's just according to what they've read about me in the Daily Freeman, which is commonly referred to as the Shad Rapper here by the locals. People will walk up and they'll have a tone in their voice. Well, so what? Why do you hate Mexicans? And I go, I say, I don't hate the Mexicans. I hate the fucking kikes that made it so easy for them to come here. You know, if I was in the shoes of a filthy fucking mestizo who shits in the pot, in a flower pot in a mall,
pot shitter,
and who shits in a restaurant and leaves filthy toilet paper in a box, if I was a mestizo, I'd be right where they are. If I had foolish white people that welcomed me to their country and actually paid me to come here and breed with their daughters, I'd be right where the mestizos are. I don't hate them. You can't hate a shark for attacking your kids.
And Jim, when did we vote to open the border with Mexico? Did we vote on that? And that reflects the will of the majority?
Yeah, what border? There's no border anymore.
Open the border with Mexico. We never voted on that. No one ever chose that.
Israel has a border, don't they?
Sure they do. They got a wall.
They've got a border with a wall. But that's okay, though, because that's Israel.
So it's a one standard for Jews, but another standard for us. We're not allowed to protect our communities, but we're allowed to have tax money taken from us, turned over at the rate of $10 million a day to Israel that builds a giant wall around itself and fills its underground bunkers with nuclear weapons.
Which all comes down to hypocrisy. Just
like Jack
Booth.
Who's running our country, Jim? Who's running our country?
It sure ain't me, Alex. It sure ain't you.
It sure
ain't. Dan, you're not running
our
this thing,
benefit,
are you?
Is it?
Not that I know of.
I think our ancestors used to run this country. They knew about the Jew, and they warned us about the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's funny you don't see it on television, though. Isn't that funny?
Nope. Anyway, the point here is things need to change, and we have the answers about how they need to change. And you read up, and you decide if we're right, and I know what you're going to find before you even do. You liberal, you conservative, who thinks that, you know, Free Republic or Rush Limbaugh or the Republican Party is looking out for your interest. We can show you otherwise. Very short order, and we know that you'll join us. And we alone have we alone are on the one path of fighting back that can work, and that is taking the racial basis as the starting point for our politics. Because whites alone, as the aftermath of Katrina showed, that's all you need. You got whites, you got self-organization, you got things are going up around the white man, and wherever you see the black man, things are going down.
Right.
Well, the minute the system was knocked out and the grid was out in Louisiana after Katrina, the whites set up shop, they organized self-defense and water collection, and the blacks went to hell. Went into tribal gang warfare just like in Africa, because that's what they are. They're Africans. The fact that they're in America doesn't change that.
Not a bit.
And they're in America because of the Jew.
Sure.
In essence.
Jewish slave ships brought them in, and then Jewish overturned immigration policies allowed them in.
While using a stooge, wasn't it Teddy Kennedy they used as they
pull
the strings?
For Seller and Javits were the two Jews who were responsible.
Javits and Seller, they were working on that act, according to what I've read, and I'm no history expert, but according to what I've read, they were working on that since the mid-50s. It took them about 8 years to accomplish.
Yeah, yes, they were, but they'd actually, as a group, been working on that since they first got here.
Yep.
Oh,
they lost in 1924. They tried to get it, and they were accusing everybody of being a Nordicist and nativist. These are Jews who are still dripping from water off the boat from Russia. They're accusing us who founded this country that they fled to of being evil racists back then, although that term hadn't quite come into vogue, because we wanted to keep our percentage of stocks already here on the continent to preserve our way of life, and they were dripping with hate. It took them 40 years, and during that time they bought up our major media, and they developed the new mass media of radio and TV and movies. And in 65, they were able to achieve their objective of overturning our diversity law, or our immigration law, and reversing it.
While
using the third world into the country, and now you look around you and you see the results. Yeah, and there were deluded white liberals or corrupt white liberals who went along with them because they thought it might be a good idea.
Well, that was when Teddy was... That was when Teddy, that fat, bloated gas bag, wasn't that when he used to like to go swimming with them girls up there in Chappaquiddick, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think they had him by the balls. Or was that, did that happen afterwards?
Well, they just told lies to the American people. They were like, I doubt that, you know, more than a few thousand, you know, Asians or Africans would ever want to take advantage of this. Well, the fact is, once you've changed the law and legally allowed them in, you know, so it's not just that they flipped the legal law, it's that they simply stopped and...
Whoops. Seem to have lost the connection.
Forcing.
Oh, they're there.
The border at all. That stuff multiple of them getting through.
Yes,
and that's
along.
Allowed. It's not something... The immigration is not like weather. It's something that humans have direct control over.
We seem to be having connection issues here. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, he's fading in and out.
Hello?
Yeah, that's...
I'm here if you are. My point was immigration is a political decision.
Right.
It's not an act of God like the weather.
Speaking of weather, I think that might be part of our problem. I have a massive thunderstorm coming this way right now.
Well,
all right.
So,
Could be. Well, listen, I'll bail out, and I'll take a minute to thank you for having me on.
Hey, thank you for being on.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay, I thought we lost the connection again.
By the way, Stan,
I'll get off of here and let you guys end the show.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
Jim.
Yankee Jim.
I'm hanging up. Good night. Thanks again.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes.
Stan, I wanted to say one thing. People have written me. They want to get on the forum. We don't always have the new signups open, but we do right now. So if you want to join the forum, go ahead.
Yeah.
And if you see that it's closed to that, don't freak out. Just wait till it's open and then sign up.
Exactly.
And we do that for internal reasons.
Don't waste your time with SF. Come over here. That's all.
We think you'll like what we have to offer. I think it fits adult white men and a few white women, too.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. And
well, thanks for hosting the show and encouraging me to come on.
No problem. Thank you.
That's all, folks.
Vanguard Radio, waking you up.